April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Kathleen Heidemann is a local poet, artist, and environmentalist. One of her works will be part of a new commission by Griffin Candy for the Marquette Choral Society called The Night Psalms.
The Night Psalms. Which praise songs do you know, and when do you still sing them? I only ask because it seems the world that remains lacks praise. I only ask because the slow setting sun is lighting up this one white pine like a fine embroidered psalm. The sun is climbing branches, rung by broken rung, sang good night by singing the song of a single pine spared by loggers over a century ago, because it was hollow, crooked. Are you hollow and crooked too? Are you still striding, still striving? I watched as the bulldozer shed a metal tooth and kept digging. Do you see the world around you as it darkens, as it dwindles, undermined and cut? Don't you reach out to these trees for a toehold, a branch beyond your wildest reach? Where are the wolves when we need them, when our hearts need their howling? Their furred, elusive tribe is flowing by at the pond's edge, hungry, for even wolves go without sometimes, though they pause to scratch at the sand and claim it, and raise distant cries of pursuit and kinship, call and answer. These are the night psalms. They never fail to raise the hairs along my neck, as if I shared their faith, as if I were fluent in death, as if, in my despair, I am learning their tongue. We should leave some of this. I'm tempted by anything that promises in one dose the equivalent of years of meditation. But nothing comes without a price. For example, ayahuasca asks you to swallow a foul paste, then vomit profusely, and in return it gives you a view of your death and peace. Other substances give different visions. This time of year, the woods are full of mushrooms, and everything that's edible is eaten or broken off and hauled into the trees for winter cache by squirrels. Sometimes the mushrooms are tipped upside down or hung in the branches to let the spores fall out, drying them. Sometimes the mushroom stands perfect. Brilliant orange, uneaten, or dark mottled with yellow spots or carmine fingertips upraised from moss. There are things so potent, nothing eats them. Nothing, in a forest full of hunger. Sometimes at the edge of a large, lurid mushroom, you'll find the tiniest nibble. Sometimes in the dark, something comes and merely licks at it. Last night, cutting firewood into the twilight, I cut a limb of white paper birch that had fallen in a storm. Didn't the Anishinaabe warn we should not take all of it? We should leave some, even if we're offered all of it? Didn't William Stafford say we should leave some of this in case God comes back to see what we've done? When I got to the end of the branch, the ragged end that tore free of the tree, I took one more cut and upboiled black shreds, which at first I mistook for rotten pulp. They were ground wasps, a nest of them in the void of rotten crotch of birch. I could have left it, but wanted to take that last slice. As I fell, I felt them stinging along the backs of my legs, in my hair, behind my ear, below my nose, down my leather gloves. I wore earplugs for the chainsaw. I don't think I cried out. I knew there was no one to help, understood I had brought this on myself. I flung my glasses off, beat myself over the head with my own gloved hands, and tried to run. A day later, I ache everywhere. Parts of me are swollen still. Parts of me are the before and after of a before and after illustration. I fell asleep early, chilled, and woke sweating, still cold, fired up the wood stove. Now I'm laying here, sweating it out, whatever venom's in me, listening to the wood stove, tick, 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 heated by that extra log.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.